Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, October the 26th, 2006. The Israeli army kills three residents in the Gaza Strip on Thursday, while invading cities in the West Bank and taking prisoners. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Three Palestinians were killed by the Israeli army in several attacks across the Gaza Strip on Thursday. Lami Abu Liha, 27, an officer in the Palestinian National Security Forces, was wounded by Israeli troops' gunfire in Abassan area east of Khan Yunis in the southern Gaza Strip. Abu Liha was evacuated to a nearby hospital where he was pronounced dead, medical sources reported. Army tanks and bulldozers, supported by army helicopters, stormed the Abassan area, with tanks opening heavy machine gun fire in residential areas and bulldozers, destroying farmland and greenhouses, and causing serious damage to property, eyewitnesses reported. Israeli soldiers broke into a number of houses in Abassan, searching, ransacking and abducting residents. Ayman Abu Uda, 42, along with two other unidentified residents, was taken to an unknown location. An Israeli soldier was moderately injured during an invasion into Khan Yunis on Thursday morning. Israeli army sources reported that the soldier was injured during clashes with Palestinian resistance fighters as Israeli troops surrounded a house in Khan Yunis, east of the Kisufim crossing. The soldiers were moved to Soroka Hospital in Beersheba. Meanwhile, Suhail Abd al-Rizik, 25, was killed by the Israeli army near the borders of the northern Gaza Strip near Beit Hanun, Palestinian medical sources reported. The sources added that the man was shot whilst working in a farm adjacent to the border. He was moved to Kamal Nasser Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. On Thursday afternoon, an Israeli army helicopter opened fire at residents' houses in Khazaa town, east of Khan Yunis, in the southern part of the Gaza Strip, killing one resident. Medical sources from a hospital in Khan Yunis said Ahmad al-Barim, 18, was shot and killed in Khazaa when helicopters opened fire at residents' houses. The Israeli army shot and injured one resident near the border of the Gaza Strip adjacent to Deir al-Bala town on Thursday afternoon. Ashraf Fatah, 37, was injured in his left leg whilst working in a poultry farm near the borders of the Strip. He was moved to Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital in Gaza, medical sources reported. The Israeli army invaded the town of Kabatia, south of the West Bank city of Jenin, attacked residents' houses and took one prisoner on Thursday morning, Palestinian sources reported. Several army vehicles stormed the town before dawn, clashing with resistance fighters from the Al-Quds Brigade, the armed wing of the Islamic Jihad movement in Palestine, and the Al-Aqsa Brigade, the armed wing of Fatah, as they were attempting to prevent the invasion of the army. Local sources in the town said that Israeli troops attacked a number of houses. Families were forced out while their houses were searched and ransacked. Jihad Nazal was taken prisoner and moved to unknown location. Jihad's mother said that soldiers surrounded their house, forced the family out at gunpoint, caused damage to their belongings and took her son. Troops pulled out of Kabatia, positioning themselves at the main road which leads to the town, where they searched cars and passengers going in and out, eyewitnesses reported. The town of Kabatia has been subject to several invasions and attacks during the past week, with many house invasions and arrests. The Israeli forces took five prisoners from the town of Abu Dis near Jerusalem on Thursday morning. Troops and police officers stormed the town, searching and ransacking residents' houses before taking the five to unknown locations. Meanwhile, Israeli forces invaded the West Bank city of Tubas on Thursday at dawn, attacked a coffee shop and detained all the guests inside. Eyewitnesses reported that it was initially undercover units holding the coffee shop hostage and forced everyone to the ground. Following this, troops and army jeeps arrived to detain the guests for several hours, during which time soldiers strip-searched the people, checked ID cards and carried out interrogations. Three residents were taken prisoner in the West Bank city of Tulkarm and the nearby Nur Shams refugee camp on Thursday morning. The three were identified as Ala Dawish, 21, a Palestinian national security officer, Ashraf Shahada, 21, a police officer, both from Nur Shams refugee camp, and Ibrahim Hanun, 22, from the city of Tulkarm. All detainees were taken to unknown locations after troops searched and ransacked a number of houses in the city and the refugee camp, local sources reported. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, brought to you by Imogen Kimber and Rassan Banora.